us for the next 3 hours and enjoy the sound of jazz alive. Here is Chick Corea.
Welcome to all of you. Come on in. I can see the daylight. I could see you a second ago.
Now I can't see you. We got a great show tonight. We've got a bunch of incredible musicians to play music for you tonight.
And although I had a very keen dialogue to present to you right now, actually a monologue, and I prepared it and it was so witty and wonderful, I'm going to cancel it. And I'm just going to get right into the proceedings of the evening. And I'd like to start out by having you give a warm welcome to a great man who's persevered through the years and, like, continued to spread the word of real good feelings with music, and he's one of my personal favorite human beings and musicians. Please welcome Woody Herman and his great band.
Particularly to be here with Chick. Get started. Here's a tune we did a few years ago. It was written for this affair, and it's called Reunion at Newport. One, two, three. Tiberi, tenor. Simon. Thank you so much. You're very kind. I'd like to do a piece that I'm extremely proud of because Chick Corea took time out of his heavy schedule to write this for our band, and I think that's quite a lovely thing. And I'll tell you now so you'll have some understanding about what we're attempting to do. It's a suite in three parts, and Chick will join us somewhere near the closing strains of this piece. However, I'd like to tell you something that Chick told us at rehearsal many months ago when we first ran it down. That the first movement, and just the very first movement, should sound like Stravinsky meets Sousa. So bearing that in mind now, here is Chick Corea's composition, Suite for Hot Band.
Thank you.
no more feeling blue now. Dreams are coming true now. Things are falling into place, and I'm feeling good. 'Cause I've got mine. People talking to me think they're seeing through me, but I don't have to play their game. I don't care at all, 'cause I've got mine. Maybe they need some kind of line. I do things in my own sweet time. There's things to be done, and I'm having fun, 'cause I've got Chick Corea's Suite for a Hot Band. That's Mark Johnson, Mr. Dynamite. Thank you, Chick. It's been groovy. The most. Take one more bow, Woody. Woody Herman.
This is you gotta get what a kick this is for me, see? Because I was asked, why don't you put a show together for Newport? That's interesting. You mean don't just play, like choose some friends? It's a great kick for me. I love it. I got this part of it from the Ed Sullivan Show, you know, variety part of it. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? And now for our next act, we'd like to change the stage. We're going to take about 15 minutes now. We're going to change the stage around, and then we're going to continue on. So talk amongst yourselves.
Live from Lincoln Center, we've been listening to, this is Jazz Alive, and we've been listening to Chick Corea on Fender Rhodes with Woody Herman and his thundering herd. Chick Corea's tune, Sweet for Hot Band. And you heard the way the audience received that, standing, cheering, making all kinds of good sounds because it was very exciting. Live from Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall. This is Jazz Alive special. This Jazz Alive special of the Newport Jazz Festival in New York will continue with Chick Corea, Gary Burton, Herbie Hancock, and Gail Moran, coming to you from Avery Fisher Hall in New York City. A little earlier, I was talking with Chick and Herbie about a couple of weeks ago when we were at the White House, and everyone was so excited about that because it was an affirmation of what we all believe in as musicians, and the fact that the president could be as attentive and supportive as he was. He sat there and listened to Chick and Herbie and Cecil Taylor and to UB Blake and to Mary Lou Williams, all of the various kinds of jazz, and really listened. I mean, he wasn't just sitting in the audience. He was reacting to the kinds of music that he was listening to. And it was significant because many of the people who came for various reasons were curious as to what the president...
Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney, and Ambassador Andrew Young. And the proceeds of this album will go to the Duke Ellington Cancer Fund. And so, on behalf of the Ellington family and the Duke Ellington Society, we'd like to do the presentation now to Mr. Herman, if he will come up. We really cannot thank you enough. This fine gesture was made in the best tradition, the best charitable tradition of our Judeo-Christian heritage, and we thank you profoundly.
Beautiful bust of Duke Ellington.
Ruth, I will treasure this always, and it's, because, as you know, and many people are aware, how much my love was evident and always was for the greatest of all, Mr. Duke Ellington.
Chick Corea walking on stage.
Now we're going to continue right on, and a real special thing for me. I have lots of really beautiful musician friends that I love to continue to play with. And this one particular collaboration is a real special one for me. It's like every time we play together, I feel like I'm in heaven, you know what I mean? That kind of feeling? Can you dig in on that? So, I'd like you to welcome to the stage, Gary Burton. Gary's going to lull you with some solo vibraphone.
Thank you. was one of the songs that started things rolling for Chick and I. It was Crystal Silence, written by Chick, which you probably know. And now Chick is going to come back out and we'll play some duets. By Steve Swallow, called Falling Grace, and I'm Your Pal.
That feels good to do that again, doesn't it? We haven't done that for months. I got one more piece for you. This piece is in 3-4 and R6-8 or whatever, and it's called La Fiesta.
Thank you.
Chick Corea on stage.
Thank you. Wasn't that nice? If I could do that every morning, like first thing waking up, I'd be in real good shape. Gotta try it. Now, see, I have to stop being a musician for a second and start being telling you what's happening. Okay, here's what's happening. We're now going to, introduce to you a great, beautiful bunch of musicians that I put together over the past 3 months. And we're going to play. Come on. Give us some light on the stage and let's hit it. Joe Farrell. Tom Breckline. Charlie Bale. Paula Holcalter. Carol Shive.
While Chick is introducing the musicians, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Jim Pugh.
Welcome back to Jazz Alive coverage of the Newport Jazz Festival presentation of Chick Corea and Friends here in New York City's Avery Fisher Hall.
All right. We're going to start by playing a piece for you that got recorded about 3 years ago on an album called Leprechaun. The piece is called Night Sprite. Gail Moran.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a lively beginning. We'd like to continue by playing a piece from an album called The Mad Hatter. Two pieces, actually. The first piece is about a short, fat guy named Tweedledum who runs around the woods. You'll forget about that after the piece starts. And the next piece that follows that is the title tune from Alice in Wonderland, and it's called Dear Alice.
Joe Curran on the flute. Jim Pugh on the trombone. Rick Laird on the bass. Tom Breckline on the drums.
We just came back from a 2.5 month tour to Europe, Australia, Japan, and Hawaii. We had a real good time. And there's a real noticeable difference in playing in those places, which were very nice, and in playing in the United States, and in playing here in New York especially. I really like it here. We're going to change up now, and I'd like to have you listen to Gail Moran do one of her compositions. I'll let Gail tell you about it.
Thank you.
And now, another real good friend of mine that I love playing with, and he's going to join us on these last couple of pieces. First, I'll tell you what the pieces are. We're going to do a piece called Day Dance, which is was recorded on an album called My Spanish Heart. And continue on into a piece called The Mad Hatter Rhapsody. And we're going to be helped out and enhanced by the incredible Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock has sat down, just sat down at the Yamaha Electric, and Chick is both tuning up the Steinway and tuning people to the Steinway, and making sure that everything is together. This is an interesting setup. Gail Moran was using an electrical instrument that sounded like voices, organs, and here they are.
Thank you. Joe Carroll
on the flute.
Bob Vitola. Albert Zutti.
Jim Pugh. Ron Moss. Tom Redline. Sally Dale. Carol Shine. Judy Dice. Paula Hofhauser. Nick Laird. Dale Mullane. And me. We are going to find this place.
A standing ovation for Chick Corea and friends with Gail Moran, Herbie Hancock, and the ensemble. A very exciting performance. They're calling for more. People are standing and stomping. As you can hear, they want much more. A capacity crowd tonight. 4,000 people here in Avery Fisher Hall. Really exciting. Gus Fleming has an announcement.
Folks, on behalf of the Newport Jazz Festival, I'd like to thank you for being here. The problem is, Chick would like to play another number. He really would. But we've got another house coming in who's just as excited about hearing him as you are. So we can't do one, and he sends his apologies. Please forgive him. Thank you very much.
Gus Fleming apologizing for the Newport Jazz Festival because they had so many people who tried to get into the concert hall that they had to book two shows today. So there's another show following this one.